Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
All right. Welcome to Grape Therapy.
Thank you.
Blair in the house. Did I even introduce you last week?
I think so. I don't know.
I can't remember.
People are going to be like sick of me. They're like, Blair.
No, we love to see how your journey's going.
Thank you.
We love to see the updates. We love to hear your thoughts, what's going on with the guys. People love to hear about dating stories.
That's true.
Love it. And so this week on Grape Therapy, we need to find out if date number three, first of all, his name is Blake.
Blake.
Not Blake Horstman.
I know. Not. Aaron was like, his
name is
Blake.
Horstman or Horseman? I think there's a T in there. But Blake from Becca's season said he was going to be on your season. And he just...
Aaron was like, his name's Blake. And I was like... It wasn't Blake.
real Blake dropped the ball.
Yeah, he did.
This is Blake 2.0 who showed up.
Yeah.
So we're here to find out if Blake can keep up with Marky Mark. Mm-hmm. Sparky Mark, Marky Mark.
Sparky Mark and Marky Mark. So, now we got Blakey.
Fakey Blakey.
He wasn't fake. He was true to himself.
I like Steaky Blakey. That's stupid.
Nakey Blakey.
Ooh. Oh.
That didn't end there.
You can't go from milkshakes to like Nakey Blakey. That just wouldn't be
This one
consistent.
Was even crazier. We had BLTs.
No, you didn't.
And what did I eat? Oh, avocado toast.
Oh, basic B.
I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with avocado toast. In Canada, we say avocado.
Oh.
Avocado toast.
Avocado.
Avocado toast. So, okay, tell me. Okay, first of all, I'm not grasping excitement like I did with Mark.
Are you not?
And that's fine. And we have to be realistic here, okay?
I know,
it was freaking wild that you had two amazing dates in a row.
No, Blake was amazing.
It just wasn't there like it was with Mark.
I feel like I left and I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I want to be your girlfriend. But it was like, oh my gosh, I want to find you an amazing girlfriend.
Oh.
Kind of, you know? Like he's
a little bit of like friend vibes.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, okay? It would be, first of all, think about the actual show, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. There's 25 girls, guys, one guy, girl. All relationships and all connections are not going to be there.
Exactly.
And that's why you make a show out of it.
Yeah.
People have to go home. Mm-hmm. It would be way too difficult on you if you felt so strongly about three in a row.
I know.
So, you know what? The you got to lower your expectations after Mark and Jared.
Yep.
And you've got to be realistic about the situation and realize that not all guys are Mark.
Not all guys are moving to Texas.
Son of a bitch. But, okay. So you guys, tell me what you did, first of all, on your date.
So we went to Pinewood Social.
Tell me about, first of all, the meetup, like when he got out of a car.
So they've been like staging the meetups to where either me or him is like standing somewhere and then the other person will like turn the corner.
Yeah.
So, well, it's funny because we get to Pinewood and we were going to bowl, but we had like 2 hours until we were bowling. So we were going to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, like, do y'all have a table? And they're like, oh, we actually, the only table available is kind of in like a private area. It was like a curtain.
Oh, I know exactly what,
I know,
table you're talking about. Yeah.
That's ideal.
Yeah.
So I was like, great. Because
that's
then
great
we
table.
Were able to like film it
right.
And not have people staring at
yeah,
us.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So we ate dinner and then we bowled and that was about it.
Okay, so you ate BLTs and avocado toast.
Yeah.
Did you have drinks?
We had pie.
Oh.
No, he doesn't drink. Literally both guys that I planned to have like drinks with don't drink, so
oh,
I'm like,
well, that's
oh.
fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you,
we had sweet tea.
You had sweet tea.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is so southern of you.
He's a southern boy.
Oh, he is.
Blake's kind of like,
oh,
he had his cowboy boots on.
Oh
yeah.
Okay,
Blake's a little
okay
southern
yeah
boy.
Okay, I needed that picture to be painted for me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He's a southern boy,
southern
he
boy.
Wears cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
Flannel shirt. Yeah, it was,
was
I
it?
Saw yep
I don't remember.
Flannel shirt.
Yeah.
Brown hair, brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And does he have a southern accent?
He had a baseball hat on.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a little southern drawl.
And where is he from?
He's from Murfreesboro.
Oh, okay.
So like around here.
Tennessee.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick minute and talk about LaCroix Sparkling Water. Enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix's 24 flavors, including newly introduced key lime, are confirmed to be derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. Confirmed as natural, families continue to value the wholesomeness of LaCroix. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. LaCroix is number one sparkling brand in the U.S. Distinctive packaging, robust aroma, and natural essences make LaCroix the innocent alternative for the health-conscious consumers. It's zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium, and that equals innocent. There are 14 LaCroix flavors. The newest flavors include key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, cran raspberry, orange, and grapefruit, and pure unflavored round out the lineup. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix Curité flavors. There's pineapple strawberry, apple berry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber, and cantaloupe pink grapefruit. LaCroix Curité has a bolder flavor, same innocent nutritionals. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water is a gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO and environmentally friendly. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com. For a list of full retailers, visit www.lacroixwater.com. LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Okay, so you went bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I love Pinewood Social.
It was fun. I've only been once just to eat. So that was the first time I bowled.
They have great food. Just anyone out there who's ever going to come to Nashville, Pinewood is like a must.
Mm-hmm.
They have great food.
It was really cool.
The old school bowling alley, they like rebuilt a restaurant, trendy restaurant around the bowling alley. Did you know that the tables in the restaurant are pieces of lanes from the bowling alley? Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Look at them next time.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like lanes from the bowling alley.
Yeah. I was really sad though because it was kind of colder. So we didn't get to go to the little outdoor area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a little colder. Like what? You Americans. You Southern
It was like American. 60, Caitlin.
Oh my gosh.
I had my parka on.
Parka? Oh,
parka?
Parka.
Parka.
Where are you from again?
Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
How about you say from?
From.
Where are you from?
Like, I'm from Leduc, Alberta, but I'm kind of from Vancouver because I lived there for like 12
years. Gotcha. That makes sense.
So what made Blake apply?
So we have a mutual friend.
Okay.
His name's Caleb.
Yeah.
And he...
How do you know Caleb?
Through church.
Okay.
And he...
And Blake... Does Blake go to your church?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're in PT school together.
What's that?
Physical therapy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So... So... Caleb told him, hey, I've got this girl that you should go on a date with.
Mm-hmm.
I think y'all would be really great together, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And so he was like, okay, sure. And he's like, okay, well, you have to apply. And then he like just sent him the link and then he applied.
He did.
Yeah.
I love that these guys go out of their way to actually apply and like show up.
I know.
I know. Sound amazing.
I was like, what if somebody stood me up? That'd be a quick episode.
Oh my gosh.
Please don't tell the next guy.
No, I would never want that.
Don't show up. We need ratings.
No, we need content more than ratings.
That's true.
We need the content. No. Okay, so your friend Caleb, good friend?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. So, he thought you two would be perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Was he right?
Blake has all the quality. Like, I really wanted to like him a lot.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, funny. He was super sweet. Family man. Oh, my gosh. When he brought up his niece and nephew, his eyes, like, lit up. And he's like, do you want to see a picture? And I was you're
so
going to be a great dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, everything about him was, like, what I'd want. So he really was, like, it would be a good match. But it was just, like, no romance, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
Yeah.
You would check off all the boxes except for the romance one.
Which is important.
But, very high up there on the ratings of being important.
Being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You want the romance. That should be first and foremost that there's a romantic connection.
Yeah.
I mean, one can build.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be number one. Romantic connections definitely build. I love hearing stories about when people are friends and that turns into a relationship.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know.
I know. Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, I like left being like, oh, he was so great. Like, I want to be friends with him and I want to find him an amazing girl.
Oh, no. And he's like, yeah, I want that girl to be you. Blakey.
We should not call him that.
No, we probably shouldn't. I'm trying to think of a better nickname for him right now. But I wish he didn't show up for you, because then we could have called him Flaky Blakey. Oh. And then we wouldn't be stuck for a nickname right now. But I'd prefer that yeah. he did. How old is he?
25, I think.
So what else do you guys have in common?
He also worked at Chick-fil-A.
Stop.
I know.
How do you attract these guys?
I guess it's like a Christian guy kind of thing. They're like, is that a thing? Chick-fil-A. I don't know.
Oh.
It's the holy chicken, you know?
Oh. I feel like, is Chick-fil-A a Southern thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because when I went to California for Bachelor, they had never eaten Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but they have In-N-Out.
Yeah, but Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I know.
I'm team Chick-fil-A.
I'm team fast food. That's just me. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to think. Okay, what else did you have in common? You both worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we both worked at Chick-fil-A.
And that, and what's a miracle is that it didn't ruin Chick-fil-A for you to work there.
No. So I actually love Chick-fil-A more after working there.
Oh, that says a lot about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I gained a lot of weight working at
naturally.
Chick-fil-A.
Naturally.
It was like 2 months.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's Chick-fil-A.
I know.
Worth it.
Yeah, very much.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we talked about family and what else? I feel like we talked about so much and now I'm like,
well, I guess people can just go back and watch it on the Do
edit
page.
Oh, this was fun. So the date card you gave us was to do the alter egos.
Yeah.
And so it was funny because I went first and I gave him like a surfer dude named Chad.
Oh, perfect surfer dude name.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Who's just like, his favorite thing about him is like his man bun and, you know, he's just a typical surfer.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you're not going to believe me, but I was making you a surfer girl. And my name was Ricky and I was from Australia and I was a surfer girl too.
Can you do an Australian accent?
Not at all.
Oh, perfect.
You'll notice on the episode.
I can't do one either. I can't do it. The only accent I can do is a Southern accent.
Do it.
Okay. Give me something to say.
Oh, say hi. Welcome to Grape Therapy. I don't know.
That's hi, y'all. Welcome to Grape Therapy.
That's good.
Thanks.
You're from like real South.
Yeah, I try to go real South.
Wait. Hello, mate. Welcome to Grape Therapy.
Wait, that's
that
really good?
Oh, thanks.
What? Hello, mate. Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm like a robot. I can't
hello.
Do
welcome to
Australian
Grape Therapy.
Accents, I think, are the hardest.
Really?
Mm.
I think all accents are
Irish.
What is Irish?
Step of the morning, dear.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks. That's the only thing I'd say in the accent. Like, I can kind of do British because I did my like DNA testing and I'm like super British.
Really? Like 2%?
Like 80 something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like super British.
I thought
British.
You were like super like being sarcastic.
No, super British. So when I did that, Sean would make fun of me because I would just walk around doing a British accent.
You were like, hello, like, I'm British now.
Hello, love.
Yeah.
I was doing
that. That was good too.
Thanks. That's all.
Is that the only thing you
I'm finished? Like, give me another sentence. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, love. Welcome to Grape Therapy.
Hey.
See, that was like Australian/New Zealand.
That's
slash.
What happens when I try to do an accent. It's like a bunch combined. I'm like, what was that?
Yeah. Okay. So you guys were, your alter egos were surfers.
Surfer dudes. Mm-hmm.
How long did you have to stay in that?
15 minutes.
Jeez.
Well, we pretty much stayed in it like while we bowled.
Was it funny? Like,
yeah.
Or was it awkward?
No.
Was there any awkward moments between you guys? Or was it all, was he cool in front of the camera or was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell like he was a little nervous at first. He'd also never been on a blind date before.
Okay.
Which, I mean, up until this, I hadn't either really.
Yeah. Now you're a pro.
Now I'm like, let's do it. Yeah, blind
like,
dates.
You're like never going to want to go on like a normal, like
yeah,
meet
I'm like,
a guy.
Sorry, and, I know you.
Yeah. No. Too weird.
Yeah.
Too weird. Blind dates only.
What were we talking about?
I don't
though?
Remember.
Oh,
Blake. We're talking about Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What does he do?
So he's a part-time
farmer,
physical
physical therapist.
Not everyone from the South is a farmer.
Well,
Caitlin.
You painted him to be a farmer.
Sorry, no, he's a part-time trainer, personal trainer.
Oh, okay,
yeah, and then he's in PT school full time.
Okay,
school, and then he said he's also full time dog dad.
Oh, what kind of dog does he have?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It was a weird name. It was weird.
Oh.
And I also like don't know a ton of dog breeds.
Oh.
But he even said like, I think, watch, he's going to be like, it was a golden retriever.
Oh my God, I would kill you. Wait, remember these questions for him because I want to ask about him not.
What? Oh.
About him never being on a blind date.
Okay.
And his dog.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if the romantic connection was there, even a little bit, could you see a future with Blake?
Well, that's like completely twisting things.
Okay, fine. What stood out the most about Blake to you?
He was definitely not afraid to like be himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was like throwing jokes all night.
Yeah.
Like super confident.
Cool.
Even when he was Chad, he was like, oh, it was funny. What did he keep? He kept saying something. Oh, he's like, Chad's ready to rock and roll. Oh. And I was like, whatever.
Wait, that's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I laughed. Then he said it like six more times.
Oh, you're like, again. Reel it in.
Are you going to rock and roll again?
Reel it in, Blake.
I'm just kidding. That was mean. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. You're so sweet. You can throw jabs. Jabs, to me, mm-hmm. being a little passive aggressive with a little jab in there is flirting.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're a little different. We're a little different. Yeah. But like that's how I flirt.
No, I do too.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to.
So then you're allowed to throw a couple jabs.
I like to be like sassy. And
yeah,
like,
sassy pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it. Did you guys kiss?
I'm assuming not. We made out for 8 hours.
Could you imagine? You're like, it was so boring. I just made out with him for 8 hours.
You're like, what'd you talk about? I don't know, because we were making out the whole time.
That would have been wild. No kiss. No kiss yet.
I know. Well, the only one that I maybe would have kissed so far was Mark, and he doesn't make a move on the first date.
Mark!
He said he likes to get to know a girl first, so, which is, I appreciate that.
I'm like, oh, you like to get it. Oh, let me guess, you also like milkshakes? Just kidding, I'm just kidding.
What is with you and milkshakes?
I don't know. Jeez. I
thought it was a cute date idea.
No, you know what? It's the cutest date idea. I think I just picture it out of like Grease, like the movies,
that's
like back in the
70s. Okay, then maybe that makes sense. Why I like milkshakes.
And I don't like ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Maybe the whole milkshake thing really throws me off.
Yeah, I forgot you don't like ice cream.
I know, it's weird.
Touchy subject.
I know, and I just had...
Your session is now ending.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You press stop on the recorder.
Like, and we're done.
You're out. Bye, Tuck. You know what? I had a little bit of lemon cake ice cream before you came here. Halo Top. It was quite delicious. It tastes like lemon meringue pie.
Well, that's not really ice cream.
Okay. Yeah, I don't love ice cream. I know. It's weird.
Okay. So what is your favorite dessert?
I think we've... Oh, like chocolate. Like maybe chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake. I love pie.
So if you don't get like key lime pie cake with ice cream on top, you just want...
I don't mind that. Okay. I don't mind a little scoop of ice
Chili's
cream.
Chili's molten cake my love language.
It weirds me out that you're eating cream. It's kind of gross.
It's kind of delicious.
And I don't like things that are really cold. Like I don't like slushy drinks
like
either. Yeah, except for Canada. I like Canada. But slushy drinks I don't like either.
Okay.
Froze, you'd think I'd love it.
Oh, and you don't. I feel like froze tastes different than rosé.
Because it has vodka in it and it's sweetened.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
I did. I did. I just told you.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Hi, we're Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamond jewelry. If you've never heard of lab-grown diamonds, here's the deal. They share the same chemical makeup as natural ones, but are created by scientists. If you're wondering how is this possible, let us explain. Using a plasma reactor as hot as the surface of the sun, a piece of diamond is bombarded with carbon atoms and grows. After 400 to 500 hours, it's big enough to cut into a polished stone. Pretty amazing, considering diamonds from the Earth took about 3 billion years to reach the surface. While natural diamonds are rare, we can make a lot of lab-grown ones, which is why we can price them affordably at $200 for a quarter carat, plus the cost of the setting. We've even figured out how to make pink and blue ones. Those natural diamonds are so rare, you've probably never seen one before. But now you can own a lab-grown one, or several. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds, impeccably made, delightfully priced. Check us out at lightboxjewelry.com/vine.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Huge congrats to the Lady Gang podcast on Podcast One for the launch of their new TV show on E! Watch it on Sundays. It's amazing. If you can't get enough of your favorite lady podcasters, then listen to The First Degree, the new podcast from Jack Van Eck of the Lady Gang. She talks with true crime TV producer Alexis Linkletter and investigative journalist Billy Jensen about a chilling ride into the darkest corners of your worst nightmares. Serial killers, murders, and cults. Oh my. Listen every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Okay, tell me about this postcard thing because it sounds super cute.
It was really cute. So when we left, Pinewood has at the front the little postcards of, and it says Pinewood Social.
Okay.
And so I was like, she was like, do you want one? And I was like, oh, sure. And I was like, we should each get one and like write a little note to each other. At this point, I was like still really hopeful.
Wait, I need to interrupt you. I forget that you were a producer or like a producer assistant or something on The Bachelor, right?
Yeah. Well, I was a PA.
You were a PA on The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
On next season.
Yeah.
So you kind of like...
I'm just a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, but that's perfect.
I know.
Did you get ideas from being on the show?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't that involved. Oh. Girl, I was too busy getting alcohol at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. That was back when they could drink on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
So, there was postcards. And so I was like, let's write each other a little note. Because at this point, I think it wasn't until like I left the date and then started like thinking it back. And then I was like, maybe there wasn't chemistry. Like,
because you were in the moment.
In the moment, I was like, this guy's great. Like, we're three for three, you know? So he really, everything about him was wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was just like, afterwards, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I want to see him again, like, tomorrow.
Because you felt that way about Mark so strongly.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, because I think back onto, like, my dates, too, I'd be, they usually weren't my type of guy, but I'd have so much fun with them.
We had fun.
And you're in these settings where you're like having a great time and you're doing these things and the hype is there with the cameras and everything. And then you walk away from it. And you're like, wait a sec. And then you really think about it. And then you compare it to other people that you actually really liked. And you're like, maybe it wasn't what I thought it was. And then you overthink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at that point we're leaving and I was like, oh, this will be cute if we actually date. Like, let's write a little postcard from our first date.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave it to each other and we were like, don't read it till we leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote on mine, I think he wrote best first date ever.
Aww.
And he just signed his name. And then I wrote, hope your first blind date didn't suck as much as my bowling.
You're funny.
And then I signed it XOXO. No, I didn't say XOXO. I think I just wrote dash Ricky. Because that was my alter ego name.
That was your
name.
Alter ego.
Yeah.
So is Blake's nickname Chad?
Sure, let's call him Chad.
That's better than Nakey Blakey.
Nakey Blakey.
When he said best blind date ever.
No, he said best first date.
Best first date ever.
I put
ever.
Something about blind date. What are you about to show me?
Worst couch gag ever.
Do you know that guy?
Worst parents ever.
You don't know this guy?
No, who is that? He's the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Oh.
And
you did a Simpsons reference last time.
I did.
I think on Jared's recap.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
But
and I didn't know that one either.
He always goes, worst episode ever. But now people do that all the time about like best blind date ever. Best first date ever.
Yeah.
That's really a pointless story. But
no,
I
it was great. Caitlin.
Simpsons. Good one, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Blake's nickname is Chad.
Yeah.
And it was cute until it wasn't.
I almost
Let's
said
call him.
Chad, and it was bad. It wasn't bad, though, but it rhymed. I'm sorry.
I hear you. You were just being funny and punny.
More wine.
Yeah. Give me the... Let's call him.
Okay, let's call him. He's really excited about us calling him.
He is?
He said, looking... Because I said, hey, we're going to call you in a bit. Be ready. And he said, looking forward to it with a smirky.
Oh. What? You just did like eight faces with a smirky. I wish people saw that. You did like a wink with a half smile with a like nose scrunch.
With an eye roll. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What if I called the wrong one? That'd be awkward.
Super awkward. I'm going to say that different name. I'm going to be like, hey, Mark.
I mean, just kidding. Oh my God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Blake. It's Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. Blair's with me.
Hi, Blair.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're just sitting here talking about you. We've been talking about you for the last 20 minutes.
Wow, I'm honored.
Yeah. Well, we didn't say it was good. I'm just kidding. It was. We were talking.
Better be.
We were talking about your bowling. We were talking about your alter egos. We were talking about how you guys had the most private, intimate room in all of Pinewood Social. Where are you? You're from Murfreesboro?
Yes, I grew up in Murfreesboro.
Okay, and now you live in Nashville.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love the Southern yes, ma'am. Oh, some people don't like that because they feel old. And yeah. I'm like, call me ma'am all day. I think it's like
I'll
so.
Start calling you that.
Well, no, you have to be a guy. I feel like it's such a gentleman, Southern gentleman thing to say, like, yes, ma'am. Here's my first question for you. What kind of dog do you have?
What kind of dog do I have?
Yeah.
So he is a rescue pup. Okay. So this is what they told me, and I don't know how much they know, but they told me he's a pit bull hound dog mix.
Oh, wow.
Told you it was confusing.
Yeah, not confusing, Blair,
well,
but
it is.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of dog? She's like, it was kind of confusing because it was, and I was like, and then she goes, watch it. It's like a golden retriever. And I'm like, no, I have a golden retriever. So I'm like obsessed with dogs. I love knowing what kind of dogs people have. What's your dog's name?
Silas.
Wait, I can't understand your accent. Silas?
Silas, yeah.
I said it right? Silas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And how old, boy or girl, how old?
He's a boy, and he will be 6 in January.
Oh, I really dig your accent. Okay, and then that was your first blind date ever?
Ever.
Do you ever watch The Simpsons?
Yeah, I mean, I used to, like when when your parents told you not to and you did it anyway.
Totally,
yeah.
I was never allowed.
He's
do you
a
remember?
Rebel.
Yeah, you little rebel. Do you remember? Do you remember the episode of with the comic book guy and he goes, "Worst episode ever."
Yeah, I do.
See, Blair, I told you it's a known thing.
I'm sorry.
She never picks up my jokes.
Yeah, I know. I referenced The Office, I think, the other day. No. It was Step Brothers.
Oh,
and you had said it earlier, and she didn't.
Blair,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What like, do you remember what it was? Because I can quote Step Brothers all day right long.
Did we just become best friends?
No, yep. I said I did remember that.
Yeah, that's
but
a no.
Only
because some girl posted it when we did our first podcast because
oh,
I hadn't seen it.
We just become best friends.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and then when was your last relationship?
Excuse me, I've been sick, so I keep having
my throat.
It's all good. My last relationship was. It ended in May.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. How long was
Tell
it?
Tell us more.
Yeah.
It was officially only a year, but we dated before that. So probably about a year and a half, close to 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe. That's, yeah.
I mean, just trying to ask you awkward questions just to make you super uncomfortable.
Hey, I'm not uncomfortable yet. So keep trying.
Okay. Challenge accepted. Did you guys kiss at the end of the date?
We did not.
Oh, damn it. God.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You
know. Even if we did, I wouldn't kiss and tell, so.
I forget you're a Southern gentleman.
That's right.
Damn it. Okay,
I would tell.
Blair would tell me, so you wouldn't have to.
<All right.
laughs> For your first date, how would you say it went on a scale of 1 to 10?
12.
Oh, 12.
Wow.
Blair knocked
I'm
it out of the park. How good is her Australian accent?
Oh, she... That was not a 12. That was like a 4.
That was like a soft 4.
It was a 4
a soft
right
four,
next
yeah,
to my bowling skills.
Four.
Oh, wow.
I really thought... I think the floor was tilted because every time it was like going for a strike and last minute it'd be like...
Really?
It was definitely tilted.
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally tilted. Absolutely.
Yep. I got my level out and went down there and checked it out after.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it tilted for Blake as well or just Blair?
Just her.
Oh,
interesting. I guess I kind of adapted to the situation.
Yeah.
And just made it happen.
He was good at bowling.
And another question for you. Did you not think this is the weirdest thing in the world when you signed up for this? Or were you like, game on, let's do it?
100%. Just, I don't know if I thought it was weird. I was just like, I don't know. It just kind of happened. I just kind of did it and then didn't really think about it.
Oh, I like that. Are you a very spontaneous guy?
Apparently I am.
In your old age, how old are you?
I'm 25, so yeah, pretty much deceased.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Well,
now I don't want to tell you my age.
I was going to say something, then I didn't want to.
Well, once you get past 25, it doesn't matter anyway. We're all the same age, so it's all
I
good.
Actually agree with that. But you know, your frontal lobe is not developed yet as a man, and that part of your brain develops when you're 30, and that's your decision making part of your brain. So you will get better.
That explains so much.
Yeah, you will get better with age. Men usually do.
That's comforting.
I guess people in general get better with age, but
men, I peaked when I was like 12.
You peaked when you were 12?
Just kidding, no.
Stop.
Hey, you know what? I'm 33.
I'm the Blairette. Are you kidding? This is as good as my life's going to get.
You're peaking right now as the Blairette.
Currently.
Yeah. And then you're going to find a boyfriend and you're going to go downhill.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Then I'm going to get married.
Yeah. You know what? Are you ready to get married at the end of this, Blake?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, gosh.
If I was 30, I would say no, but here, you know.
Yeah, and you're in your ripe age of 25, you're down to get married.
Well.
Because there's always room for divorce if you get married at 25.
Oh, gosh.
You're so right.
This is so morbid.
I'm trying to think positively here,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, obviously.
Just weighing all the options.
I have a dog question for you.
Yes,
Has your dog ever had fleas?
No, because I'm a good dog dad and he gets flea medicine. Yikes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so my dog has fleas right now.
Because you're not a good dog mom.
Because I assumed that Sean was giving him his flea meds, and then I went to the vet to pick up more meds, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, well, he hasn't had meds since 2017, and I'm like, what? And then I talked to Sean, and he was like, no, he's for sure had them since that. He just hasn't had them like every 3 months. And now I'm freaking out about it. But just wanted to know if you had any tips or tricks. But nope, you're a good dog dad, so.
I mean, I thought if you gave him that medicine again, though, it kind of made him the fleas go away.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. He's got it in him, so we'll find out.
Good luck. What kind of dog do you have?
He's a golden retriever.
You said a golden. Yeah. You told me that.
He's 10.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, he's the cutest. I'm pretty much obsessed with him. I could talk to you about golden retrievers all day. Dogs in general all day long.
But you should talk about me.
Like one of those facts thing where you can text them and it's like, thank you for subscribing to Golden Retriever Facts. Like, could you do that?
Yes.
Okay, tell me one.
About golden retrievers?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like the most loyal dog out there, even though you probably think your dog is. Goldens
no,
are.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
That's all I got for you. They're really loyal.
No, that was good.
Okay, my last question for you, because I won't bore everybody with my dog stuff, is what's your favorite thing about Blair?
I liked Blair's sense of humor.
Yeah, she's
funny. That was
funny.
My favorite thing, for sure. Yeah.
She is funny. She's got a great personality. And
she does.
Did she tell you about how she just like won a random contest to come on my podcast, and now she's in my house, and I would consider her a friend?
Yeah. I had to, well, because I asked her, I was like, how did this even come about? And so she's like, hey, check out my video of me rapping.
Yeah.
It was fire.
It's straight fire.
I don't think I told you that. I think you already saw it, because you creeped on me.
No. Remember I asked you that night and you were like, you need to go watch my video, and then I commented on it.
Oh, maybe.
She had too many sweet teas.
Yeah, she was hammered off the sugar there.
Yeah, it happens.
Sugar high.
Sugar high. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I didn't know about all that, so.
Well, now he does.
I wonder when the mixtape's dropping, Blair.
Yeah, it already did. Go check it out on iTunes, you guys. Just kidding.
Trying to make a quick buck while you're at it. I love it. Well, you sound like just such a gentleman, and Blair sounds like she had a great time with you, and I hope that we get to talk soon.
Well, let's do it, and I'm glad she had fun. I'm glad you had fun, Blair.
Hey, good to talk to you again. What, yeah, am I awkward? Oh my
god. Blair, wait, I got a quote. I love you, man. When he's like, all right, well, I will see you there, or I will see you at another time.
Thanks for saving me.
Okay, Blake, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I wanted to introduce you to your delicious new beauty secret, My Bite Beauty, for beautifully strong hair, skin, and nails. One bite of rich, dark, chocolatey bliss filled with nourishing vitamins and nutrients to help you look and feel your best inside and out. This may be one beauty secret that you're willing to share. Just go ahead and hide yourself an extra bottle. My Bite Beauty formula combines key nutrients specifically designed to support healthy hair, skin, and nails. It's the same vitamins and nutrients as other beauty supplements, but much more fun and much more delicious. It's one bite, contains 25 calories, and each bite is packed with everything you need to help look and feel your best inside and out, including there's biotin, vitamin C, vitamin E, It's gluten-free, vegetarian, kosher, no artificial colors, flavors, or added preservatives. It's just dark, chocolatey bites with rich caramel, roasted peanuts, and a whipped center. Mm. It pairs great with your coffee as you go through your morning beauty regime, or it's a perfect sweet treat any time of the day, really. Truly feel as though you are treating yourself right by indulging in a chocolatey bite. My Bite products look and taste like your favorite bite-sized candy bars, chocolatey with nougat, caramel, peanuts, a tasty, satisfying way to enjoy your vitamins. And to learn more, visit their website at mybitevitamins.com. Available exclusively at Target, you can find My Bite Vitamins in the vitamin aisle, or you can also purchase them online by visiting target.com. My Bite Vitamins, it's the vitamin you've been waiting for. Now, Blair, tell me, are you texting all three of these guys?
Can I be?
Tell me the truth.
They're all texting me.
So you've exchanged numbers with all three and you're texting them all.
Yeah.
Is that a girl?
I feel.
You got to figure it out.
I'm a one man kind of gal.
Yeah.
And it's weird. But I can't like end it yet because.
No. When it's all said and done and you pick your man, you have to cut them the rest of them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, duh.
Hold on. I'm still talking to Jared.
Could you imagine your little side pieces?
No. I want one.
No, that's what we're aiming for. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I really liked him.
That's what I'm saying. He's so sweet. He's so great.
He's funny.
You gotta
sweet.
Have the spark.
Yeah. You gotta have the sparky mark. I hear you. Okay, girl.
And
well,
we
you've got
in,
a.
He's in Texas.
You've got a situation.
I know.
And we still have two more dates to go.
I know.
Wow.
Here's the thing. They've still all been amazing guys.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
We did good picking
still,
your guys.
You really did.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of, like, I'm excited for number four.
Okay. Well, let me just say, we were a 2 for 2. We're now still 3 for 3,
yeah.
But.
We're 2.5 for 3.
But Mark is really standing out.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well.
And I'm going to end this with best therapy ever.
Ah! Your session's now ending.
For listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by My Bite Vitamins. It's the vitamin you've been waiting for. Lightbox Jewelry. Check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/vine and LaCroix Sparkling Water. The 100% innocent beverage. Visit lacroixwater.com.